And okay. There's your swan.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
FM KMZA.
Back here in Onega. And can't afford. We are about this one under. TV. Just a clock. They won in 2023. Looking at the standings in the TBL, it's
is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook and Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Kansaland Radio.
15 o'clock. seems to be... I mean, 200. Kick it out. Again, she finished with 13 points on the game. Here's the tour. I'll get back. Tatum Kramer. Underneath to that. Shea what? Hitting a screen. She gets the ball. Peter in control. A screen to get. And it is blue. And we see it and you shoot it. Substitution will break. She will come in for. He just brings it. To Kramer. And passes it. What? Percent. And what? Ava Gibbs. Over in the semifinal. And the opening. Here's that. And the. Get that. And she will secure. Listen, Gaber Camp checks in for court time. And she's good. Ready, one. In the same. This is a 11-0 Clifton Clyde team. Driving to a right, pulling up 15-footer is good for Hayden Kramer. How about the freshman? The freshman that this team has certainly is phenomenal. All five of them do a lot of things right. Free ball from straight away is home and rattles in for Shayworth. First non-Sevierth player to score, but it's her sister Shayworth to make it 11-5. And I guess they're going to say that her foot was on the line as Tava Gibbs has an open look. That's no good. And it's out of bounds. And it'll go to Clifton Clyde. Or excuse me, it'll stay with Centralia. Looked to me like that should have been a three, but they said it was a two. There's the inbound, three from straight away. Rempe, he'll get off the left side. And goes out of bounds to Clifton Clyde. 2:26 to go. I'd like to thank our broadcast sponsors for making our broadcast possible today. Medina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wakeland Oil Company. 11-5, Clifton Clyde, 2:20 to go first quarter, and foul bringing across half court was Lillian Steinbrock, and they'll get Hayden Kramer with her first. So Sevi Works brings it across half court. Top of the key catch. Steinbrock, far side wing, cutting in the paint. Shayworth, she's blocked. Loose near side corner, picked up by Alyssa Sorrell. Entry pass. Shayworth, shot up is good from straight away, and Shayworth has five. Actually, four, and a timeout is called. 30-second timeout, and we'll take it as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Okay, so they did fix the score. Shayworth's shot was a three-pointer, so she has five. So it's 14-5, Clifton Clyde, with 1:59 to go here in the first quarter. Shayworth with five. Sevierth has the rest, nine. It's been a fantastic start to this first quarter for Clifton Clyde here in the championship game. High post catch, Josie Haverkamp from Australia. Kick, Reppy, try another three. That one is no good as well. And a rebound on the floor picked up by Owen Dieters underneath the basket. Dribble it out to the near side corner. Pass fake. Entry pass inside of Josie Haverkamp and reach in And a foul called against the Eagles. That one goes against Shea Wirtz. That'll be her first. Team's first as well. Peters to inbound. She'll get to the top of the key for Hayden Kramer. Drives to her right. Falling away. 15-footer off the side of the backboard. And rebound for Sevi Wirtz. She brings up herself across that court. Far side. Defended by Tava Gibbs. Hands it far side for Sorrell. Lob inside is too high for her target. It's out of bounds. It'll turn over to Centralia. First time. Actually, not first time. Miley Hyman checks back into the game. She started for the Eagles. She checks back in with 1:25 to go. Peters will hand it off to Rempe. Pass near side wing. Kramer thought about the three. Instead, she goes to her right. Stopped by a double team and a whistle and a travel. And she spiked the ball, and Coach Kieran Wirtz wanting a technical because of that. Well, she didn't spike it. She kind of had it in one hand and then punched it to the ground with her other hand to the official. As Hayden Kramer breaks up a pass, and that should have been a foul going the other way. Is on the breakaway is Hayden Kramer. She lays it up and in. But Cecilia will take the 2 points as they now throw 14-7, 55 seconds left in the quarter. Maybe Wirtz crossover dribble. Pass up ahead, deflected by Peters and picked off by Rempe. Pass back to Gibbs. Charlie with some momentum. Pass up ahead to Haberkamp, but she drops the pass and it goes out of bounds. Nice chance there by Centralia for Thompson checking in with 44.8 seconds left to come in for Josie Haberkamp. Dusty Thompson talking about that previous reach and that wasn't called, but it did result in 2 points, so Dusty not too upset about it. Whistle. And timeout is called by Coach Wirtz of Clifton Clyde. We'll take it as well. 14-7 Clifton Clyde leading, 44 seconds left. TBL Girls Championship back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KMZA.
14-7, Clifton Clyde leading Centralia. 9 points for Sevi Wirtz, 5 for Shea Wirtz. As for Centralia, 4 points for Hayden Kramer, the freshman off the bench, and 3 for Owen Dieters. I'd like to thank our broadcast sponsors, First National Bank of Frankfort, C&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. Full court pass is tipped by Dieters and stolen away on the inbound, trying to bring it across half court. Dieters from the near side. Dribbles into a double team from the corner. Gives up to Rempe. Thought about a three. Instead, gives up the far side to Hayden Kramer. Comes off a screen. Stops. Far side elbow. Kick. Rempe for third three attempt of the day. Can she get this one? This one is also no good. Tip rebound Gibbs. She's blocked. One dribble. And a foul on the floor against the Eagles with 22.4 seconds left. Now we'll go against Sevi Wirtz, her first. It would love for some of those threes to start falling as they have not been falling so far today. Owen Dieters made one, but the rest of the team is 0-for-4 from beyond the arc. And Court Thompson checking in. Here's the inbound. The far side wing. Dieters, 17 seconds left. Three ball straight away. Dieters off the dribble, no good. Rebound, Sevi Wirtz of Clifton Clyde. 13 seconds left for the Eagles. She's double teamed, trying to throw it off of Court Thompson. She does so successfully. It'll go to Clifton Clyde with 9.8 seconds left. The substitution. And Melena Becker. Defensive specialist, another freshman for Centralia, checks in for Tava Gibbs. And she'll inbound the basketball. Or she'll defend the inbound. Pass into a double team. It's deflected and a late, late foul call. Man, I don't know about that one. Would have been a turnover if nothing was called, and Peters is whistled for her first. That'll be the fourth team foul. They get it across half court on the inbound. It'll be 8 seconds left. Inbounding it is Shea Wirtz. Trying to get somebody open. They get to Steinbrock with 7. Dribbles to the right. Hands it off. Far side wing. Here's Hammond with 3 seconds. Driving baseline. And Steinbrock carried it with 0.4 seconds left. So we'll have a 14-7 score going into the second quarter. as they'll just inbound it to end the quarter. There it is, and that is it. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
Starting the second quarter here in this one, TVL Girls Championship, 14-7, Clifton Clyde leading Centralia. Meanwhile, in the Burlington Invite on the boys' side, Sabetha now trails Rock Creek 42-36 with 5:37 left in the fourth quarter. And Sabetha had a lead going into the fourth quarter as well, so now they trail by six. Back in this one, Centralia with the ball first. This is Tatum Kramer with it. Cross-court pass, far side, Tori Kuckelman. High post catch, Josie Haverkamp turns, fires. Tatum Kramer has a wide open three. That's short. A long rebound. Now to Steinbrock. 2-on-1 fast break with Steffi Wirtz. To the right side, keeps it herself, gets bumped. No foul call, but she lays it up and in. In the first non-Wirtz points, and Steffi Wirtz had 9 points in the opening quarter. Shea had five. Meanwhile, 4 for Hayden Kramer, 3 for Owen Dieters. High post catch, Josie Haverkamp turns, fires. No good, 15 feet, tipped out of bounds off of Tava Gibbs towards Clifton Clyde's way. This one has been all Eagles so far, and Owen Dieters, who did not start in the game to start the second quarter, she will now check in for Tava Gibbs. Full court defense for Centralia on the inbound. It goes into Shea Wirtz, up ahead to Steffi Wirtz, and she'll pass it up to Steinbrock across that court. Near side, short corner, going to work as Sykes puts on the floor once, cross court past Hammond. Bob it inside, cutting towards the basket, Steinbrock kicks it out. Drive left side. Shea Wirtz in the paint. Over three defenders. Lays it up in and one. For Shea Wirtz, she has 7. Gibbs will check right back in the game for the Panthers. And so will Cora Thompson in for Haverkamp. And Haverkamp, so both Isabel and Josie coming to the bench. Also, Jadalyn Bowen checking in. In for Lillian Steinbrock, giving her a break. Free throw is up, and it is good. And Shea Wirtz with the first free throw attempt of the ballgame. 19-7, Clifton Clyde. Peters is trapped in the near side corner. Kicks it out. Wide open three, Tori Kuckelman. That one too strong. She shoots 19% from the three-point line on the season. Rebound, Steffi Wirtz of Clifton Clyde. Up ahead, near side, cutting is Shea Wirtz. Gives it near side, driving baseline is Sykes. That one's no good. And a rebound, Tava Gibbs. Now that pass near side, Kramer. She's probably looking to run with it now. 1.5 minutes gone here in this second quarter. Shirley looking for the first basket of the frame. High open mid-range jumper for Tatum Kramer. Too strong, 15 feet. Rebound, Owen Dieters. Drives, kicks. Gibbs has an open mid-range jumper. That one misses everything. And a putback for Corey Thompson is... Are they going to call and one? She made it, but she got hit on the arm. There's a pump, and they're going to say it's on the floor. I think it's a good call. She got hit, so she stopped, and then she went up again. She didn't jump, so it kind of made it a confusing call, but it'll go against Miley Hammond. Inbound, far side wing to Tatum Kramer. Near side, Tori Kuckelman dribbles to her left, hands it off, Dieters from the middle to her right. Pass fake, nice look down low for Gibbs. She's bumped, and one! Tana Gibbs had a few of those yesterday, and Gibbs put Cecilia on the board for the first time here in quarter number two. It is 19-7. Well, it was 19-7, now it's 19-9, as that foul goes against Shea Wirtz. That is her second, and that is big. Also, substitution, Riley Wonderly checking in for the Eagles, checking in for Miley Hammond, or beg your pardon, for Whitley Sykes. Free throw for Gibbs is good. First free throw attempt of the game for Centralia goes through. 19-10. 6:05 to go, second quarter. Debbie Wirtz bringing it across half court against Tatum Kramer. To her left, spins, goes to her right, dumps it back. Three ball, Shea Wirtz. Short, tipped out of bounds against Tatum Kramer, and he'll stay with the Eagles after the miss. Kristen Fly getting a second opportunity. And Hayden Kramer will check in for the first time this quarter. She'll check in for Tori Huckelman. And now Lillian Steinbrock checking in for Jadalyn Bowen. I'd like to thank our sponsors of today's broadcast, BB Brothers Contractor, Cooking Company, and Hilltop Creations for making our broadcast possible this week. Inbound deflected by Core Thompson, stolen away by Owen Dieters, and she's fouled going the other way. Centralia forces the turnover, and they get a foul to boot. That one goes against Hammond. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three with 5:48 to go in the second quarter, so only one more foul to get before they're in the double bonus. Dieters brings it across half court for Centralia, dribbles to her right. It stops, get past far side for Hayden Kramer. Gets bumped. Goes back to her right, and another foul against Kristen Clyde, and with 5:35 to go, Centralia will be in the double bonus for the remainder of this quarter. That one goes against Sevy Wirtz. That is her first. I think they had a mistake earlier on a foul, who a foul was on, as that's only, they had that being her second. Here's the inbound. Hand off. Dieters goes to her left. Gets the screen. Poked out by Sykes in a late foul call. Reach in. That by Hammond? Yes, it was. That's her third. And that'll send Dieters to the free throw line to shoot two. Dieters shot 12-18 from the free throw line in their quarterfinal win over Donovan West. She scored 31 points in that one, as that free throw is no good. Dieters around a 60% free throw shooter on this season. 3 points on the game. That's it for Dieters so far today. As Whitley Sykes checking back in for the Eagles. Shea Wirtz is in the ball game with two fouls for Clifton Clyde, a decision from head coach Kieran Wirtz. And the official coming over to the scorer's table to make sure everything is okay in that regard. I think they had the clock wrong, as it was at 5:19, now it's at 5:28. One more free throw coming up for Dieters. It's on its way, and no good. Dieters goes 0-2, rebound Eagles. Pushing up the far side, getting bumped by Dieters. She books it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles at half court on the inbound. 5:24 to go, second quarter. Here's the inbound. It goes in the backcourt to Lillian Steinbrock. She'll drive right side, kick, short corner, shot blocked. Hayden Kramer came out of nowhere to block that one. And left open for three is Steinbrock. It's off the front end, no good. Rebound side to Wirtz. Comes to Clyde, another opportunity. Drives underneath the basket. Bounce pass. Drive middle. Steinbrock pulls up, six-footer, no good. Too strong, but she's fouled, and she'll get two free throws. That is just the second team foul against Centralia here in this second quarter. And as for Cora Thompson, that is her first personal. Second free throw shot of the game for Clifton Clyde, as that one is off the left side of the rim, but it falls through. Getting a friendly roll. Steinbrock now with 3 points, all of which coming here in this quarter. Second one is good as well. 21-10, Clifton Clyde. Peters, lob far side wing. Hayden Kramer drives middle. Pass to an open Tatum Kramer. Shot good. Tatum Kramer with her first basket of the game. Makes it 21-12. Across that court, Shea Wirtz beating the press. Pass to the top of the key for Steinbrock. She'll drive right side. Top short corner to by Dieters. Pass deflected. Loose picked up by Dieters. On the steal. In transition, far side. Keeps herself, gets knocked over. It's foul. Two more free throws coming up for Owen Dieters. As Sevy Wirtz. picks up her third personal. So I guess I was right earlier. The first free throw for Owen Dieters is good. I think they had it wrong on the scores table. Josie Haverkamp checks in for the Panthers, in for Tava Gibbs. And a late substitution is Jalen Bowen checks in for Sevi Wirtz. And Coach Wirtz talking about the number of fouls on Sevi, and I think he was confused as well as to why he went from one, as to why she went 1-3. And the second free throw is good for Dieters. That makes it 21-14 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Get up the near side is Shea Wirtz. Pass near side wing for Wonderly. Take the handoff. Steinbrock in trouble. Pass inside. Nice look. Gets past her defender. Shot is no good, but Lizzie Sykes is fouled from behind, and she'll get two free throws on the foul from Tatum Kramer. That'll be her second. So Sykes goes to the line to shoot for two. That one's too strong. Sykes' first opportunity to score for Eagles here tonight. Second one is good, so she goes 1-for-2. Tava Gibbs back in the game for the Panthers. In for Tatum Kramer. Peters brings it up, 4:10 to go. Second quarter, 22-14, Clifton Clyde CDL Girls Tournament Championship. Drive right side. Aiden Kramer, jump stop. Gives it up to Josie Haverkamp. She moved her feet. Looked like it should have been a travel. Shot's no good. 15 feet off the right side. Long rebound, Shea Wirtz. And she puts the double team in and is fouled. Going the other way. Is that a team foul number 4? With 3:52 left to go. A lot of fouls being called right now. This has been a very physical game. And that foul will go against Josie Haverkamp. That is her second. And timeout is called by the Eagles. This will be a 60-second timeout. It is 22-14 Eagles here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at Elmer's Repair.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Offense has slowed down in the first half of this second quarter. Only 4 combined field goal makes in the period, 2 for each team, and it's 22-14, Clifton Clyde leading Centralia. 3:50 to go. Sitting up the far side is Steinbrock. Peter spoke to free, loose on the floor. She gets it back, though. And it back to Shea Wirtz, defended by Cora Thompson. And off to Sykes. And a whistle, and a travel. Turnover to the Panthers. Centralia has Hayden Kramer, Owen Dieters, Josie Haverkamp, Cora Thompson, and Tava Gibbs in the ballgame. Dieters dribbles to her right. Stopped in the wing. Lob it up for Gibbs. Nice find. Shot is off the backboard. No good. Gets her a miss. And a jump ball between her and Sykes. Fantastic defense by Whitley Sykes. Getting a hand on that shot from the freshman forward, and the possession arrow goes to the Eagles. Inbound to Shea Wirtz. Gives up her dribble in the backcourt. Gives it to Steinbrock. Now Charlie backs off a little bit. But she gives up her dribble now. Cross that court now for Shea Wirtz. He's in some trouble. Good defense by Owen Dieters. Not a help. Cross court pass to the near side elbow. Catch by Steinbrock. She leaves him to make that catch. Couple dribbles. Hands off, near side block. Shut up, off the glass, and good for Shea Wirtz. She's got 10. She leads all scorers, and it's 24-14. Owen Peters needs to take this game over for Centralia, but they've been bottling her up very well. Peters gives up her dribble, bounce pass for Gibbs. Dump down to Josie Haverkamp, shot no good off the backboard. Rebound for Clifton Clyde. And a reach in against Josie Haverkamp. That is going to be her third. And Clifton Clyde will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Haverkamp with three, and for Clifton Clyde, Sebi Wirtz and Miley Hammond with three apiece. As mentioned, a lot of fouls being called in this game. Very physical. 2:38 to go. Two free throws coming up here for Libby Sykes. First one is good. She's 3 for 4 from the free throw line so far tonight. Second try on its way, and that one is good. She's got 4. 26-14, Clifton Clyde with their largest lead of the game. Tough sledding so far for Centralia's offense. Peters brings it across that court. She'll hand it off to Hayden Kramer. Dribbles right. Underneath the basket, she gets bumped, and nothing called, but she stepped on the line, so out of bounds, a turnover for the Panthers. Inbound, we'll go to Steinbrock, near half court, a pass, and we'll get it across half court to Bowen. Far side corner for Sorrell, entry pass, and a shot up and good off the glass for Riley Wonderly. And the Eagles have doubled up the Panthers, 28-14. Entry pass, Josie Haverkamp spins the outside, high off the glass, no good. Tipped by Gibbs, but into the hands of Jadalyn Bowen, up ahead. Steinbrock lobs it, hit by Kramer on a pass, and thrown away by Tava Gibbs, the whistle, and a double dribble. And he's fairly proud and unhappy because they thought there was a foul. Not going to get the call, though. Jay Wirtz checks in with 2 fouls. Coming in for Whitley Sykes. Inbound goes into Steinbrock. Hand it off. Jay Wirtz will give it up to Bowen. She'll also hand it off. Steinbrock, near side. Wirtz defended by Dieters. Land it back to Steinbrock once again. Going to her right. Working the perimeter against Trillia's tight defense here. 1:33 to go, 28-14 Clifton Clyde, TVL Girls Championship. That's deflected by Deers, and she'll pick it off, and she's tripped up and fouled, going the other way. Another foul, this time it'll go against Shea Wirtz, and that is her third. So Shea, Sebi Wirtz, Miley Hammond, all with 3 fouls for Clifton Clyde. They're running out of girls, but they're still up by 14. And they're not going to allow Wirtz to substitute before this first free throw is shot. Dieters back to the free throw line to shoot 2. She's 2 for 4 so far today. First one is on its way and good. So Sykes will check in. In for Wirtz. And Tori Tuckelman will come in for Hayden Kramer as well for Centralia. Dieters has not made a field goal here in the second quarter. She makes that second free throw, though. She has 7 points on the day. 28-16. 1:26 to go, second quarter. Dieters tries to reach in. She falls over. A lot of bodies hitting the floor. Nothing called. Pass up ahead across half court. Steinbrock, far side short corner. Gives up her dribble. Double team. Dieters strips it. Gets the steal. Up the far sideline. Gets bumped. Nothing called. In trouble. She picks up her dribble. Pass it backwards to Kuckelman. And a timeout called by Dusty Thompson of Centralia. This will be a 60-second timeout as Clifton Clyde leads Centralia 28-16, 1:08 left to go in the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
108 left to go here in the second quarter. Clifton Clyde leads Centralia 28-16. Centralia with the basketball out of the timeout from head coach Dustin Thompson. Rempe with the catch, far side wing to the corner. Forgives, long two, rattles out of there, rebound Dieter. Another chance for the Panthers, inside a minute. Entry pass, Gibbs. That shot is off the glass, no good, rebound Haberkamp. That one is good, and one for Josie Haberkamp. Her first basket of the game. Timely one at that. Chance to make this a single-digit deficit with this free throw right here. Riley Wunderly commits the personal, that is her first. Those just joining us, Shea and Sevy Wirtz, both with 3,000 apiece. Same with Miley Hammond. Free throw is good. Finishes off the and one. And it is 28-19 with 52 seconds left. Pass deflected. Loose stolen away by Dieter. Saved to Gibbs. And she shoveled her feet. She traveled as she ran into a Clifton Clyde defender. And it'll go back to the Eagles. Missed opportunity that time. All she had to do was pass it as soon as she touched it. Here's the inbound. Lob it up ahead. Steinbrock dribbles it across that court, met by Dieters and Gibbs. Dribbled it off of her own foot, thrown away by Dieters. She gets fouled. And she'll go back to the free throw line once again. More fouls by the Eagles. That has not really come back to bite them yet. That is only Willie Sykes' first free throw. Owen Dieters goes back to the free throw line. She is 4-for-6 from the charity stripe today, and also in this quarter. First one is no good. It rattled around and popped off the right side of the rim. And again, she went 12-for-18 in their quarterfinal win against Donovan West. That one is good. So she's now 5-for-8 on the day. She has 8 points. It's 28-20. 36 points. Australia brings pressure once again. Bounce pass. Puckelman couldn't get it. Finds the hands of Bowen, and she carried it. So they do get the turnover, but it was in the front court this time. Kieran Wirtz, the head coach for Clifton Clyde, really frustrated with his team's inability to be able to break the press. Gibbs inbounds it to Dieters. 27 seconds left in the half. Chance to make this a more palatable deficit. Bounce pass to Kuckelman. Far side for Rempe. Lob inside Haberkamp. Goes to work inside. Shot is no good on the turnaround, and Gibbs fighting for it, and it'll be jump ball with her and Jalen Bowen holding on, and it will be Centralia basketball. 12.9 seconds left. Peters, the inbounder. Looking for somebody. Inbound to Haberkamp. She'll fire a mid-range jumper, and it is good. 5 points on a quarter. 9 seconds left for Clifton Clyde, 28-22. 5 seconds. Across half court on a run out. It's Thoreau. 3 seconds. Poked away from behind by Rempe with 0.4 seconds left. And Centralia is going to go into the break with a 6-point deficit. Oh no, it's actually Clifton Clyde basketball, not Centralia basketball. So we'll actually get a shot here. With 0.4 seconds left. Inbound is intercepted by Rempe, and that will end it. 28-22, Clifton Clyde, TVL Girls Tournament Championship. Back here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, here in a few minutes, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Onega. TVL Girls Tournament Championship game. And Centralia finds themselves down 28-22. Here on the Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Breaking down how this one has unfolded so far, going back to the first quarter, the Wirt sisters dominated that opening 8 minutes, with Sebi scoring 9, Shea getting the other 5, and Clifton Clyde had a 14-7 lead. There wasn't really much scoring going on in the opening 4 minutes of the second quarter. Both teams combined for just 4 made field goals. It was free throws that helped Clifton Clyde extend their lead to 28-14, but Centralia going on an 8-0 run in the final 90 seconds of the half to make this a much more palatable deficit for the Panthers, again, 28-22. We get your individual scoring leaders for this one. First for Centralia leading the way is Owen Deers with 8, only 1 field goal make. She made the opening basket of the ball game. Since then, 5 free throw makes, 5 for 8 from the charity stripe for Deers. Also, 5 for Josie Haberkamp, 4 for Hayden Kramer, 3 for Tava Gibbs, and 2 for Tatum Kramer. And for Clifton Clyde, 10 points for Shea Wirtz. Had 5 in the third quarter before picking up her third personal foul. Sebi Wirtz has 9. She also has 3 personal fouls. 4 points for Lillian Steinbrock, 3 for Willie Sykes, and 2 for Riley Wunderly. Also, Miley Hammond, another Clifton Clyde starter. She also has 3 personal fouls. And for Centralia, in terms of their foul trouble, Josie Haberkamp, the freshman forward, with 3 fouls as well. Let's go ahead and send it to a break. And we'll come back with your keys to the second half and get you ready for second half action. Once again, our score on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College is Clifton Clyde 28, Centralia 22 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
KMZA.
Back here in Onega, halftime score, 28-22, Clifton Clyde. Let's take a look at some scores from around the area today, starting off with girls basketball. Tonganoxie, seventh place game, Holton defeating Tonganoxie 48-34. CBL girls consolation game, Washington County defeating Blue Valley Randolph 52-26, and Troy defeating Onega 66-15. Horton defeating Maranatha girls game, that one in the MIT fifth place game. Also, another game here, what do we got? Consolation on the boys side, CBL tournament, Blue Valley Randolph defeating Washington County 79-49, and Lynn defeating Onega 59-49. Seventh place game, TBL tournament. Axel girls defeat Lynn 49-42. And in the Burlington invite in the seventh place game, Sabetha with a seventh place finish. And Alexia Hayden hitting a 3-point buzzer beater to win that one for the Lady Jays. Also in the fifth place game, TBL girls basketball tournament, Frankfurt defeats Dunn West 54-41. In the Thunder Classic on the boys' side, St. Mary's wins the championship 61-52 over Nemaha Central. Also, Frankfurt boys defeating Donovan West, TBL boys consolation game, 61-39. Another consolation game, Troy defeating Valley Heights, 56-44. TBL boys, third place game, the one we broadcasted not too long ago, Clifton Clyde defeats Centralia 45-42. And a couple that we just finalized, Rossville defeating Perry the Compton, 57-37. That was in the championship of the Oskaloosa invite and in the Burlington invite boys championship. Sabetha falling to Rock Creek 57-48. Those are your scoring updates brought to you by Whole House, AutoHouse.com, and Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Whole House vehicles have you seen today? WholeHouseAutoHouse.com. This has been your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at HighlandCC.edu. And also a big thanks to our sponsors of today's broadcast, Helena AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply. And big thanks to all of our incredible sponsors for making our broadcast possible today. Oh, also one more score for you. Halftime on the boys' side. Atchison leading Metro Academy 36-28 in the championship of the Tonganoxie Boys Invites. The Phoenix lead by three possessions. All right, here we go back in this one. Again, 28-22, Clifton Clyde with a six-point lead. It was as large as 14. It was 28-14, but then an 8-0 run by Centralia at the end of the third quarter, forcing a bunch of turnovers. Owen Dieter's making some free throws. As in the final 5.5 minutes or so, Centralia was in the double bonus. So for the Panthers, it's Dieter's, Isabel Haverkamp, Kuckelman, Court Thompson, and Tatum Kramer. Meanwhile, the starting five for Clifton Clyde is in as well, with the Wirt sisters, Shea and Sevi, as well as William Steinbrock, Willie Sykes, and Miley Hammond. Back underway as the Eagles have the first possession. Cutting across the paint is Shea Wirtz, deflected out of there by Court Thompson. Nice deflection, and Coach Wirtz wanting a foul, not going to get it. Between the legs dribble, going to a right, in trouble, hanging off to Sevi Wirtz. Going to work after a 9-point first quarter. Nothing in the second quarter, though, as mentioned, because she picked up that third foul early in quarter number two. Bounce pass to her near side wing. Driving baseline. Gets bumped by Tatum Kramer. Shot up short, but she fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. As Tatum Kramer picks up her third personal foul and forced Centralia. Now Tatum Kramer and also Josie Haverkamp with 3,000 apiece as well. And Taylor Gibbs will check in. We'll see who she comes in for. First free throw for Sevi is good. She's now got 10, her first free throw attempt of the game. Gibbs will also come in for Tatum Kramer. Free throw, good. 2 for 2 at the line goes Wirtz. And the Eagles with the first points of this third quarter. Near side wing catch for Tori Kuckelman. Box score pass, far side short corner for Cora Thompson. Driving baseline, stopped after just one dribble. Dieters, head fake, just left the top of the key, dribble towards the middle, going to fire a three off the dribble. Good! Almost exactly what happened in the first half. You know, Dieters with her second field goal make of the game, but she has 11, and she made 5 free throws in the second quarter. 30-25. Here's side wing catch, Steinbrock, dribbles towards the middle. Looking to lob it in for Shea Wirtz, can't find her, so she gives it up to Sykes instead. Far side wing. Sevi Wirtz drives, middle, in the lane, gets past her defender, left-hand layup, missed the wide-open layup. Picked up in the air by Gibbs, out of bounds, and it'll stay with Clifton Clyde. And Tori Kuckelman didn't chase after it. I think she thought that it should have been Panthers basketball. 6:43 to go, third quarter. Inbound, Steinbrock gives it to Sevi Wirtz, near side corner, defended by Tava Gibbs. She'll drive past her right side. Nice job recovering is Gibbs. She kicks it out. Shea Wirtz, now far side wing. For Hammond, one dribble with her left hand, bounce pass for Sevi Wirtz. She'll set the play here. Near side wing catch. Went to her left, Steinbrock. Back to the top of the key, Sykes. Ball overhead. Sevi Wirtz, far side wing. Terrific defense for Centralia until just now as they didn't defend her and she had an open three, but she misses it. Too strong, Dieters on the run. 2-2 fast break. Keeps it wrapped around, pass for Court Thompson. Wide open, left hand, layup is good! Court Thompson's first basket of the day. It's a one possession game. It's now 30-27 with 6 minutes to go. Boston momentarily will take it back up. It's Clifton Clyde. Bounce pass near side wing. Cross court pass far side. A couple of Eagles there, but it's picked up by Sykes. Enter pass. Shea Wirtz. Lob near side wing. Into the corner. Sevi Wirtz. Closing out his Gibbs. To the wing near side. Steinbrock. Right. Pass around quickly. Far side. Drive baseline. It's Sykes and she fouled on the floor. Second foul for Centralia. That one goes against Haverkamp for second. Correction, or first. Hayden Kramer checks in for Centralia. Coming in for Isabel Haverkamp. Inbound. Thrown away by Hayden Kramer. Outlet to Owen Dieters. She comes right in and gets a steal right out of the gate. Pass inside, deflected. Not a good decision there by Dieters. And he's going to be touched by Tava Gibbs out of bounds to Clifton Clyde. And they're going to pressure the inbound here as Clifton Clyde works the full distance of the court. And it goes to cutting Sevi Wirtz up the far side. One on two, doesn't have the numbers, and it looks like she traveled. Centralia fans, one's not going to get it now. A foul is called and one for Shea Work. And that foul will be the 13th foul against Centralia, and that foul goes to Hayden Kramer, her second. Free throw for Shea Wirtz on its way. No good. Rebound Owen Dieters. Keeps it herself. Drives right side. Stops the elbow. In trouble. Kicks it out. Open look for Hayden Kramer for three. Missed one earlier in the first half. That one no good as well. Rebound Gibbs. Put back is good. And one for Kayla Gibbs. That's her second and one of the game. She made one in the second quarter. As that foul goes to Sykes. That's her second. And it is a three-point game once again with 5:07 to go in the third quarter. And Coach Chelsea Thompson saying to calm down just a little bit here, settle in. Gibbs, the freshman, puts the free throw in the air. It is good. 6 points for Tava Gibbs, a pair of and one. Pressure for Centralia on the inbound. And it goes to Shea Wirtz. Dribbles up the near side. Dieter's trying to get a steal, doesn't get it. Up ahead across to Fort Steinbrock. They got numbers. Driving left side. Whistle. And it'll be a... Waiting for the call. It'll be a blocking foul. Trying to take the charge was Tori Kuckelman. That will be the fourth team foul. So double bonus for the remaining 4:59. As that one goes against, as mentioned, Tori Kuckelman, her first. Here's the inbound to the corner. Driving baseline is Shea Wirtz. Gets bumped. Shot up no good. Falls to the floor. Nothing called. Rebound Tava Gibbs. Peters looking to push. To the far side. Behind the back dribble. Goes to her left. Drives left side. Underneath the basket. Shot up. Is good. Coast to coast for Owen Dieters. She's got 13. And we are tied. 32 all. TDL Girls Tournament Championship. Up the far side. Shea Wirtz. Offensive foul for Shea Wirtz. And that is her fourth of the game. So she's going to have to go to the bench for quite a while here. And it will be Jadalyn Bowen checking in for the Eagles. Josie Haberkamp also in for Centralia. Here's the amount of Dieters. We are tied 32-32. It was 28-14. Clifton Clyde at 1 point. Gibbs, near side corner, high post catch Haberkamp. Possible pass far side, Hayden Kramer. In the lane, shot no good for Josie Haberkamp. She was calling for it. No good, rebound Clifton Clyde. Debbie Wirtz is in danger. Double team, gets it up across that court to Bowen. Far side corner, three ball on the way. Good for Miley Hammond. Her first basket of the game. And that puts the Eagles back in front. Peters with it, dribbles to the far side wing. She's picked up there, and it gives up a dribble. Lob inside, Gibbs open, jumping up and down for it. She's double-teamed as soon as she catches it. She's now triple-teamed, and now whistle, and a jump ball. She was open, but a lob pass to her allowed Clifton Clyde to surround her, and she brought the ball down to her hip. That allowed for Clifton Clyde to reach in. Inbound to the corner near side, Kramer's going to drive middle. He gets bumped, fouled, and one! What a shot by Hayden Kramer! Falling to her right, just kind of throws it up. A circus shot almost. She has six. 13 foul, as that foul goes against Miley Hammond. That is her fourth. So Shea Wirtz and Miley Hammond with four. Sevi Wirtz with three. Free throw here for the freshman, Hayden Kramer. On the way. Good! She's got seven. And Centralia ties it back up 35-35. Oh, correction. That's actually going to go against Riley Wunderly for second. So a break for Clifton Clyde. And Hammond will have just three fouls. Centralia with the press. Looking for the inbound, lobbing it in. That's going to be almost intercepted. Almost a travel as well from Whitley Sykes. But they don't call it. Cross half court. Here's Sevi Wirtz. Top of the key. Goes right inside the three-point line. Hands it off. Driving left. Bowen lost it. Kicks it out. Long two. No good. Spike. Short corner. Far side. Rebound out of bounds to Clifton Clyde. We are tied 35-35 with 3:28 to go, third quarter. Clifton Clyde trying to hold on to their perfect season. Inbound deflected by Hayden Kramer, but into the hands of Sevy Wirtz. Kicked it out, three ball on the way. Halfway down, pops out of there late. Rebound Hayden Kramer of Centralia. Looking to push up the near sideline, in trouble. Gives it to Dieter. On the top of the key. Bob inside, Joseph Haverkamp, almost too high. Kicks it out, Hayden Kramer, the freshman, stops. Pops, 15-footer is no good, but a whistle on the foul off the ball. Or was it on the shot? It was on the shot, so on the follow-through, they're going to say Jadalyn Bowen hit her on the arm, her first. And now both teams are in double bonus for the remaining 3:10 of the third quarter. The physicality of this game is not let up. Turn in for Kramer is good. She's got 8-4 coming here in this third quarter. It's Centralia with her first lead in a long time. Second one is short. Rebound Clifton Clyde. 36-35 Panther lead. In trouble is Sykes. She hands it off to Steinbrock up ahead. Up the near side is Bowen. Hands it back to Steinbrock. Thought about the three. Gibbs, defender. Now Sevy Wirtz with it. From the near side wing, dribbles to the middle. Plant it off. Steinbrock top of the key. Dribbles right. Hands it off at the wing. Sykes dribbling to her left. Stops inside the three-point line. Far side corner, Sevy Wirtz. Defended by Dieters. Drives baseline. Crossed her up. Wraparound pass. Thought about the mid-range jumper for Wonderly. Kicks it out. Steinbrock drives. Jump stop, way up, too strong off the backboard. Tips loose, picked up by Tata Gibbs. At half court, it's loose again. And she had a tough time gathering it. Now a foul call late against Riley Wonderly of Clifton Clyde. And Gibbs will go to the line to shoot two. That is Wonderly's third personal, her second of this half. Couple substitutions for Centralia, one for Clifton Clyde. We'll have to wait with 2:32 to go in the third quarter. 36-35 Panther lead. First free throw is good for Tava Gibbs, the freshman forward. She is a rock star here tonight. Couple of and-ones. Noah Dieters will get a break here. Keelan Rempe checking in. Second one is good as well. She's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. And it's 38-35 Centralia. Back to the press. Go the Panthers. Sevy Wirtz, pressured by Hayden Kramer. Goes to her left. Cross. Half court on a pass. Bounce near the far side corner. Caught by Miley Hammond. Gives it to Sevy Wirtz. She drives middle. Footer is good. Big time basket for Sevy Wirtz. Her first field goal made since the first quarter. And timeout called by head coach Kieran Wirtz of Clifton Clyde. Centralia holding on to a one-point lead with 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Let's take a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network for 30 seconds.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
38-37, Centralia with the lead. The 3-seed, a Twin Valley League basketball tournament with the lead and the ball over the 1-seed, Clifton Clyde. Peters brings it up for the Centralia Panthers up the far side. He'll lob it down low for Gibbs. Shot up with the glasses, no good. Get the second try at it. That was no good. Put back for Josie Haverkamp is good. Her first basket of the quarter. She has 7. It's 40-37 Centralia. Trying to break the pressure. Pass up ahead to Steinbrock across that court. Looking to drive. Kick far side wing. 3. Wonderly. No good. Actually, that was Hammond. No good. Put back is good for Whitley Sykes. It's her first field goal make of the game. She has 5. It's 40-39. 1:36 to go, third quarter. Peters, thought about the three off the dribble, just bringing the ball up, now in trouble, overhead, entry pass, Haverkamp goes to work, shot, turnaround, fadeaway is good, Josie Haverkamp again, how about these freshmen, her and Tata Gibbs, have combined for 9 points here in the quarter, Haverkamp goes coast to coast, layup gets good off the right side, poor defense that time by Australia, she has 6 points here in this quarter, 15 on the game, Eagles back within one, Peters in the fire edge, T-check three, that one's no good, Long rebound tipped up in the air by Rempe out of bounds. It'll go to Clifton Clyde. It was an open look for Dieters. That's their luck. She's unable to connect. That's her first miss from beyond the arc today. She's now 2-for-3 from beyond the arc. Kate Kramer, another freshman for Centralia, should check in for Josie Haverkamp. And Core Thompson will check in for Tava Gibbs. Underlead to inbound it. Abera Hammond. Whoa, alone is Sebby Worth, and she'll lay it up and in. Another defensive back. Another defensive breakdown for Centralia. And now Clifton Clyde with the lead. 57 seconds left. Driving right side. Bounce pass to Core Thompson. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. Miley Hammond with the pass up ahead to a streaking Sebby Worth. She was all alone. They defended the inbound, but forgot to defend the basket. Full court pressure brought up again. As Clifton Clyde has the ball after the jump ball. Sebby Worth. Bringing up against double team. Stripped by Dieters, but it dribbles it off her own foot out of bounds. Dieters had it for a split second. And Clifton Clyde's going to get it back with 45.9 seconds left. What a fun game this has turned out to be here in the third quarter. Again, it was 28-14, the largest lead for Clifton Clyde. And Centralia took their first lead at 36-35. Cross out court, Steinbrock in trouble, gives it up near side wing. Spring on the floor, bounce pass to the corner near side for Bowen. There's Sevy Worth with it, enter pass inside, Sykes working the inside, and she lays it up and in. How about Whitley Sykes? A couple of big baskets towards the end of the third quarter here. It's now 45-42, Clifton Clyde, 20 seconds left. Drive, kick, Dieters, near side corner. Rempe almost traveled, but gives it up to Kramer, top of the key. And a pass too quick for Kate Kramer through the freshman's hands. And it'll go to Clifton Clyde. A 6-0 run at the end of the quarter for the Eagles. As it was 42-39. Eagles inbound, far side. They need to go the full distance of the court. 11.3 seconds left here in quarter number three. Inbound goes to Sebby Worth. Almost out of bounds. She saves it to her teammate, Sykes, who has a tough time with it. 7 seconds left. For Steinbrock, she's in trouble in 4 seconds. She gets it across half court, 2 seconds left, fires a three at the buzzer. It is good off the backboard! Oh my goodness! And Lillian Steinbrock makes a three to get Clifton Clyde a 48-42 lead going into the fourth quarter. And we'll step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
Well, after three quarters of play, it's 48-42, Clifton Clyde. We'd like to thank all of our amazing sponsors for making today's broadcast possible, including M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, Highland Community College, Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wanklin Oil Company. 9-0 run, Clifton Clyde at the end of the quarter after Centralia was up 42-39, including a bank shot three-pointer at the buzzer by Lillian Steinbrock. She finishes with 7 points for the quarter, 12 points for Shea Wirtz, 17 for Sevy Wirtz, and we're back underway. Also, Willie Sykes has 7. She had a coming back towards the end of the quarter. For Centralia, 13 for Owen Dieters. Three ball, far side corner, no good for Kayla Rempe. She's 0-for-4 from the day, but an offensive rebound, put back good and one. Get two, Taylor Gibbs, her third and one of the game. She now has 10. This freshman has been spectacular. All their freshmen have been fantastic, Hayden Kramer including, and she has 8 points as well. And Josie Haverkamp, another freshman, she has 9 points. And she cannot pay off the and one as the rebound secured by Miley Hammond. That was well done. Full court pass up ahead across half court. To Steinbrock, hands it off to Hammond. Near side wing catch for Wirtz. She'll drive baseline. Underneath the basket, bounce pass, wrap around pass. Jab step fake. Steinbrock drives, kick, far side corner, heavy words, drives baseline pass, Haberkamp gets around Gibbs, shut up, that's deflected, I think it might have been blocked, and here come the Panthers, 48-44, Peters drives left, gets bumped, she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two, her shot was just a little bit short. That foul goes against Lillian Steinbrock, that is her second. Actually, correction, that is just her first. And the team's second already in the first 46 seconds of this fourth quarter. She's out for Dieter's whistle. Offensive foul. And Josie Haberkamp pushes off. That'll be her fourth. That is the first against Petrelia in this fourth quarter. And she'll exit for Thompson. We'll check in. Centralia to bring the pressure in the backcourt. They zone press. Looks like a 1-3-1 press. Pass into the hands of Steinbrock. Cross half court. Cross court pass far side. Heavy works. She's going to drive right. Little floater. 12-footer. Up the left side, but it rattles home. Got a friendly bounce. Heavy works now has 19. It's 50-44. Clifton Clyde. Owen Dieters. Top of the key. Goes to her left. Cross court pass far side. Right. Off to the short corner is Rempe, double teamed, pass deflected and intercepted. The freshman turns it over for Centralia. And here comes Clifton Clyde. So, by the way, I guess I was wrong on that last foul. That was towards Owen Dieter's way, as that was on the floor. So, my apologies for that. Far side wing catch, drive, right side, floater on the way is no good, but Jalen Bowen is fouled, and she will go to the line to shoot two. And that one will go against Kava Gibbs for second. Head coach Dusty Thompson not happy with that call. First free throw is good. And Bowen with her first point of the game. Clifton Clyde has been shooting pretty well from the free throw line. That one is good as well. Bowen with 2 points now. 8-point lead. Pull up number Dieters. Off the dribble is no good. A loose ball picked up by Bowen. Dive on the floor to at half court. And a whistle and a traveling call. And, man, I don't know about that. Bowen didn't look like she had possession of the ball. So I don't know what would make that a travel. Because she dove on top of it. She rolled on top of the ball. She didn't have possession, though. 6:14 to go in the fourth quarter. 52-44, Clifton Clyde. All alone, Rempe will try another three. That one is good, and she redeems herself after a couple of misses from earlier. Her first basket of the game is 52-47. Rempe now getting in on the defensive side. Steinbrock in trouble, gives up her dribble, and a whistle, timeout called by Coach Worth and Clifton Clyde. We will take one as well. This will be a 60-second timeout, so we'll take it as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in the fourth quarter, 52-47 Clifton Clyde, TBL Girls Tournament Championship, 5:47 to play in the ballgame. Far side wing catch, Steinbrock dribbles towards the middle. Hands it off, Jay Wirtz. In the game with four fouls. Hands it off to Steinbrock now. Back to Wirtz. Gets bumped and no, travel! Wow! It'll go to Centralia. It's 5:33, an opportunity for the Panthers to get back within one possession. Across that court, Peters. His upper dribble pass near side Wayne Kramer. Alone tries a three. Got it! 2-point ball game. It's 52-50, Trent out Centralia. They'll take a timeout as well. This will be a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KMZA.
Back to a 2-point ball game. Centralia gets a three from Tatum Kramer. Her second field goal make all game. She has 5 points at 52-50. 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Let's glide against Centralia's press. Towards, she'll dribble up across half court. And she'll dribble to the wing. Defended by Dieters. To the corner. Gives it up to her sister Shea. Dribbles to the middle. Now to Steinbrock. On the handoff. Goes to her right. Jump stop. Kicks it out. Shayworth wants to drive. She'll kick it out. Three ball. Far side. Hammond. Too strong. Rebound taped against Centralia. Kane Kramer pushes it up the far side. Stop the wing. Now collects herself. Kicks it out. Kramer thought about shooting another one. Instead, gives up to Peter. Crossover dribble to her right. Gets at the defender. Shot is up and it is solid. Contact, no foul. But Owen Dieters makes the shot. She has 15 points. And we are tied, 52-52. Bobbing the inbound to Shea Wirtz. She'll bring it across that court by Kaden Kramer. Hand it back to Sevi Wirtz. Far side wing catch. Dribbling towards the middle. It's Steinbrock. Hands it back. Sevi Wirtz drives right. Gets bumped. Kicks it out. By about three Hammond. She'll kick it out to Steinbrock. All alone for three straight away. Short. Loose on the pick. Picked up by Spice. That's blocked out of there by Tata Gibbs. And rebounded by Cora Thompson of Centralia. Peters brings it up. Crossover dribble. We are tied 52-52. Near side corner. And Kramer holds on to it. She'll fire a mid-range jumper off the dribble. No good. It was halfway down and popped out of there. Another pass across half court. Steinbrock, near side corner to work. 3:45 to go. Near side wing. Sevi Wirtz to Steinbrock inside the Onega O at midcourt. Goes to her left. Gives it up to Hammond. Hammond hands it back to Steinbrock. 3.5 to go. Big time possession here for the team. Far side elbow catch. Shea Wirtz going to fire a shot after she hesitated. Air ball and save from going out of bounds. But Sevi Wirtz, as she saved it, had her foot on the line, and he'll go to Centralia. Keelan Rempe back in the game for the Panthers. In for Cora Thompson. Rempe knocked down a three earlier in the quarter. Tied 52-52 TVL Girls Tournament Championship. I'd like to thank our sponsors, First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. Near side wing catch. Rempe is going to try a three. The freshman. Oh, it was halfway down, popped out of there. A little bit too strong. And long rebound to Clifton Clyde. It was a good look. Tonight's five by Rempe. Couldn't get it to fall. She's 1-for-5 from beyond the arc tonight. 3:05 to go here in this final quarter. Also would like to thank BB Brothers Contractor, Cook & Company, and Hilltop Creation. Inbound to Shea Wirtz. Cross to her sister, Sevi, dribbling across half court, defended by Keelan Rempe heavily. Good defense by the freshman, defending one of the best players in the state. Shea Wirtz drives left, bounce pass. Far side wing, dribble in the middle is Hammond. Hands it off, Steinbrock with it. Looking inside, looking for a wraparound to Shea Wirtz. Now pass deflected, and stolen away by Hayden Kramer. And she'll hand it off to Owen Dieters. After the freshman with a steal, Dieters pushing the issue. Up the right side, in the lane, gets bumped, and it whistle on a foul on the floor. The third foul. The fouls have slowed down immensely since they both teams fouled a lot early on. That foul goes against Sykes, that is her third. As mentioned, team foul number 3. Meanwhile, Centralia has committed 2 fouls here in the fourth quarter. 2:36 left to go in the ballgame. Centralia with the box formation on the inbound. Looking for somebody to get open. They'll just lob it for Gibbs in the middle of the paint. Kick it out. Tim Kramer will try another three. That one's short. Rebound, Josie Haberkamp. Loose on the floor. And then as she dribbled it, it's picked up by Sevi Wirtz on the steal. Up to Shea Wirtz. And Shea Wirtz will hand it off to Sevi. Drives in the middle. Whistle foul on the floor against the Panthers. A blocking foul that will go against Keelan Rempe. That'll be her first, the team's fourth. So now, in single number three, and a correction on the scoreboard, by the way, as Clifton Clyde has committed three fouls. And by the way, also, our scoreboard currently says 52-3. Now it's back to where it needs to be, 52-52. With 2:21 left to play. Josie Haberkamp, Keelan Rempe out. Tava Gibbs in the game. You can see that, who that other substitution was. And that will be Steinbrock. It's Fort Thompson. Fort Thompson checking in. Lob in the middle of the paint. Does that work? She dribbles towards the free throw line. She'll go back towards the basket. Shot up no good. 13-footer. Rebound. Hayden Kramer. She'll hand it back to Dieters. 2:13 to go. We're still tied. 52-52. Right side Dieters. Lob inside. Gibbs. Layup is off the glass. And it is in. David Gibbs with 12 points. Centralia back in front. 54-52. 8-0 run for Centralia. Went trail to 52-46. Driving baseline. Underneath the basket. It's Sevi Wirtz. Kicks it out. 1:50 to go. Handoff. Top of the key, Steinbrock. Dribbles right. Handoff to Sykes for Clifton Clyde. Dribbles right. Shut up. Over. Dieters is no good. Way off the mark that time. Rebound, Tatum Kramer. Full court pass up ahead. Aiden Kramer, the freshman, shut up. Off the glass is deterred. Loose. Picked up by Sevi Wirtz. She didn't got the block, and she gets the rebound. She's going to bring up herself. They have numbers. Love up ahead. Layup for Hammond is no good. Too strong. Whistle and a foul. We'll see if this is on the shot or if this is afterwards. Oh, it's going to be a foul against Clifton Clyde. And that is the fifth foul on Shea Wirtz. She is done. She finishes with 12 points as she fouls out with 1:24 to go. Tori Kuckelman in the game. Keelan Rempe also in the game, so is Josie Haberkamp. And rounding out the other two, B.O. and Dieters and Tava Gibbs. 1:24 to go. Centralia leads Clifton Clyde 54-52. TVL Girls Basketball Tournament Championship. Dieters brings it across half court. Bob inside to Haberkamp. Layup is too strong, no good. Rebound is loose, and a foul is called against Centralia. And I'm not quite sure about that call. That'll be her third. And the team's fourth. 1:13 to go. Centralia brings on the press. Trying to hold on to that two-point lead. Pass is into the hands of Work. Gets past Eater. They got numbers. Bounce back. Layup. Far side. Good. And we are tied. Jadalyn Bowen, her first field goal of the game. She has 4 points. 1 minute to go. 54-54. Dieters is fouled from the top of the key. So a costly mistake. A reach in. And Dieters is going to shoot two. A reach-in foul committed by Sevi Wirtz, and that is her fourth. 57.1 seconds left. Her sister, Shea Wirtz, fouled out with 1:24 to go. Dieters with 5-for-8. Now it's 6-for-9 as she makes that free throw. Ice in her veins, and Centralia back up by one, 55-54. Tatum Kramer, Cora Thompson, in for the Panthers, checking in for Keelan Rempe and Tori Kuckelman. One more try for Dieters. Let's it go. Good. 4 points in the quarter for Dieters. 17 on the ballgame. She's now 7-for-10 from the free throw line. No timeout called here. 57.1 seconds left. Clifton Clyde trailing by two. No pressure from Centralia in the backcourt this time. And play the half-court defense. Sevi Wirtz, top of the key. Lobs it inside. That one's short. Hayden Kramer touches it. She saves it. And steal by Owen Dieters. Here she comes from the middle. So drive. Nice pass for Tatum Kramer. Open layup. Good. That is a 4-point lead for Centralia. Beautiful find from Owen Dieters to Tatum Kramer. She has 7, 5 in the quarter. And it's 58-54 Panthers with 41.2 seconds left. And a timeout is called by Centralia. And we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZ.
11-2 Centralia run has given them a 58-54 lead with 41.2 seconds left. CBL Girls Championship. In for Centralia, Tatum Kramer, Dieters, Thompson, Gibbs. Eagles will go the full length of the court out of the break, and Centralia will see what they do in terms of defense. They will play half-court defense this time. It was 52-47 Clifton Clyde with 5:53 to go. Now it's 58-54. Here's the inbound to Steffi Wirtz. Peters meets her at half court. Goes to her left, now back to her right. Gives up to Steinbrock inside three-point line, 35 seconds left. Back to Wirtz, goes to her right. Steps back to Steinbrock, top of the key. Jump stop, 13-footer, 4-foot Gibbs. Oh, but a foul is called. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say it flat out. That was a bad call by the official that time. And that will unfortunately be the freshman forward's fourth foul. And to the free throw line goes Lillian Steinbrock with 26.6 seconds left. The Australia crowd to my left in front of me being very vocal about it. They have not been happy all game long. Free throw on its way is good for Steinbrock as she now has 8 points on the game. She's perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Alyssa Sorrell checking in for Clifton Clyde. She'll check in for Miley Hammond. And now three substitutions as Rempe, Kuffelman, and Josie Aberkamp checking in for Hayden Kramer, Thompson, and Tatum Kramer. Again, 26.6 seconds left, 58-55 Centralia. One more free throw coming up for Lillian Steinbrock. Trying to stay perfect at the free throw line. On its way. Good. 2-point game once again, and now Riley Wenderly will check in for Clifton Clyde, who needs to come out. Somebody has to, and now Billy Sykes will. Gibbs will inbound it. Clifton Clyde's going to bring the press. Man-to-man. They're going to double Owen Dieters. Will they get it into her? She gets open, and now she puts it on the floor. Gets the screen by Gibbs, goes to her right. 22 seconds left. She gets bumped, passed up ahead across half court. Caught by Keelan Rempe. She puts it on the floor, loses it, and that is saved and stolen away by Clifton Clyde. 15 seconds left. Chance to tie to win it here for the Eagles. Far side. Driving in the middle, shot up for Steinbrock, no good at the glass, 8 seconds, loose on the floor, puts him Steinbrock again, that shot's no good, loose 5 seconds left, on the floor, Steffi Wirtz is blocked by Owen Dieters, it's just on the floor, 1 second, and that is it! That is your ball game! Oh my goodness, what a wild and crazy final play! Three opportunities for the Eagles, but Centralia holds, and they are TVL champions 2024! Incredible game here in Onega. We'll break it all down coming up in a moment here on our Be Outdoors post-game show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Your Monday through Friday.
Kyle's win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia wins the 2024 Glen Valley League World Championship. 58-56, your final score. What a fantastic finish. The defense holds on in the final minute, and in the final possession of the game, they win it. 14 seconds left. Clifton Clyde had an opportunity to win it, but they end up holding off the Eagles in the end to win the TVL tournament for the second time in 3 years. Looking at your individual totals for this one, starting off with Clifton Clyde, 19 points for Sevi Wirtz. She had 9 points in the first quarter, had 8 more in the third quarter. Also, 12 points for Shea Wirtz. She fouled out with 1:24 left in the ballgame. 9 points for Lillian Steinbrock. 7 points for Whitley Sykes. 4 points for Jalen Bowen. 3 points for Miley Hammond. And 2 points for Riley Wunderly. And as for Centralia, leading the way in scoring with 17 points is Owen Dieters. She was 7 of 10 from the free throw line. She had 5 free throws in the second quarter. She had 9 of her points in the second half and helped her team get the win here this evening. 12 points as well for Tava Gibbs, all those coming in the final 3 quarters. She had 3 and 1. Also 9 points for Josie Haberkamp. 8 points for Hayden Kramer, 7 for Tatum Kramer, 3 points for Keelan Rempe, and 2 for Core Thompson. It's a collective team effort here for Centralia in this one. There's a couple of big-time baskets towards the end, including Tatum Gibbs coming up big at the end, a 3-pointer from Keelan Rempe and Tatum Kramer, a couple of big 3-pointers, and Owen Dieter is making down some free throws as well. So Centralia, the 2024 Twin Valley League Girls Champions. What a game. Well, that's going to do it for this one. We have the Boys Championship coming up after this one, Hanover and Axtell. Be sure to stay tuned. We're going to take a break for about 10 minutes or so. We'll come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.